Boker Tov, everyone. We are on page 71. We read through the Mechaber Ramah. We said we're going to go back and discuss it again and discuss the Yanim over here in Siman Kav Zayin, Sif Aleph. Okay, the very important thing in order to understand at least how to put on our Tefillin Shel Yatri. We'll get to Tefillin Shel Rosh later on. Says the Mechaber, Mekoma Nechasan Shel Yad Bizroa Smol. So number one we know is that we put our Tefillin on our left hands. We're going to talk about a lefty later on in the Siman. How do you define a righty and a lefty? But for most people who are right-handed, you put your tefillin on the left hand. The reason being is there's a couple of drushes from Chazal. One is because it says yadka with a hay at the end. Yadka, so they darsh not yadkeha, your weak hand. That's where you put your tefillin on. Okay, other people darshan, chachamim, darshan, ukshartem, uksavtem. Okay, so the hand that you're going to write with, that is going to be the hand that you are going to be kosher with. That's the one that you're going to tie with. So you tie with your right hand, that means you have to put it on your left hand. So therefore, we put our hand, our tefillin on our left arms. Okay? What about, what if you're a righty and you put it on your right arm? Are you going to be Yotze? Says the Mishnah Berurah in the end of Sif Katan Aleph. He says, if you put it on your right hand, even b'diavad, you're not going to be Yotze tefillin. So you have to put it on the right hand, or you're not going to be Yotze tefillin. Fine. So Malkum Nachazon Yashal Yad Bizroa Smal Basar Tafuach Sheva Etzem Shebeina Kovdo Beis Hashech. The correct place is the Basar Tafuach, the swelled up part of your Basar, meaning the bicep that for some people is very big, some people it's a little smaller, but it's the Basar that's Tafuach Sheva Etzem Shebeina Kovdo Beis Hashech, between the Kovdo, which is the elbow, and the Beis Hashechi, which is the armpit. Okay, so between there is your tefillin. So up until this point, we see that sounds like that whole area is good enough to put your tefillin. We'll see in a moment that that's not true. V'yata tefillah me'at letzadaguf v'inin shekshiyakov v'zroo l'mata yekeneged libo. And you should move your tefillin a little bit to the tzadaguf, to the side of your body, meaning faces the inside towards your body, that when you move your zroa to the bottom, when you move your put your hand down like a soldier, your tefillin will be mamish keneged libo. It will be facing your heart, because if you put it directly on the face, it'll just face out. But you put it a little bit towards your body, so now it is keneged libo in order to mekayim the mitzvah of aleve vecha. Reshus Morida Rabbeinu Araf. So that's the lach over here to put it keneged libo. V'nimsa mekayim v'ayu adrei ma'ila aleve vecha, like we just said. In order to mekayim this mitzvah. So that's what the Mechaber writes over here. The Ramah now explains Das HaMachaber, and he says, V'tzarech lahaniach b'rosh ha'etzem ha'somach l'kobdo. And you could split your bicep, your upper arm, into two different halves. And he says you have to put it on the half that is somach l'kobdo, that is closer to the elbow. We'll soon see that's not mamish right next to the elbow, but that half of your arm. Avol lo b'chatzi ha'etzem she'somach l'shechi, but not on the upper half of the arm, which is somach to the shechi. Okay, so where exactly is the aim? So we see it's the bottom half of your tefillin. And as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, that also this is going to be Das HaMechaber. The Ramah is not disagreeing with the Mechaber. They both are in agreement, as the Mechaber says in Sif Zayin. If you look into Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Dalet, about four lines down, we're going to read through it. It says, "V'gam das mechabru kein didavka mechatzia etzem lamat didavka." The bottom half of your arm. Okay, it says, "Kedmuchav b'siv zayin." That he just was giving you a general idea. Now, and later on, he was going to explain, but the Ramah puts it in over here. Now, that is the Das HaMechaber and the Ramah, and therefore, the person who has big tefillin, it's going to be very difficult to mitzamtzein, it's going to be in the perfect place. It's going to be in the perfect place. Why? Because not only is you have the bottom half, but the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain, is that you can't have, you have to have it only when the basar starts to get tafuach, only when it starts, the bicep really starts. So when you make a muscle, you'll see the right at the beginning is there really is no basar at tafuach. They say it's about two finger breaths away from when you fold up your arm. That's where the tefillin, makom tefillin starts. If you only get the first half, then okay. If you have too big a tefillin, it's going to go above halfway above your arm, and therefore, according to the Das HaMechaber and the Ramah, since the whole tefillin has to be in that place, you're not really having your tefillin in the right place. And according to them, you're not going to be yotze your tefillin. However, the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, disagrees with the Mechaber and the Ramah. He holds the whole bicep is the makom tefillin, starting from two finger breaths. He agrees he can't put it lower than that, but once you get over two finger breaths, you would have the upper arm part of the arm also, and therefore, according to the Gruff, if you had big enough, too big a tefillin, it wouldn't be as big of a deal because it's still you're still going to be yotzei tefillin. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah then goes on to say. If you have grubbe beiro, he's skim ledino the kol makom akiboros, the whole place of the bicep, kasher on the echbo tefillin. V'chein mashma, v'prisha, the prisha holds like this. Also, v'yakob panim l'matim, makom ikiboros, pasol l'kuleyama. But underneath the kiboros, like I just said, that those two finger breaths, that's going to be pasol l'kuleyama. Both according to the Gra, the Ramah, and the Mechaber. Alkein, limnoa milaniach tefillin. Yidolim, therefore one should stay away from putting on tefillin that are too big. Okay, ki al piya rov, matzli betefillin gedolim, shesofa ktsitsa, munachas l'makta makom kiboris. The most time you have too big of tefillin, it's going to go underneath the makom kiboris. Im loshi kashim l'chatchila b'chatzi atzem elyon. If you don't, unless you put it high enough, that it's going to be above the halfway mark. And therefore, v'gam zelo nachon, that also is not the best. Why? L'haka l'chatchila b'zeh, achari didasa mechaber ramah l'hachmer b'zeh. Since the mechaber and the ramah disagree and they hold the only of the bottom half, so either way you're going to be in trouble. If you have it too low, you're not yotzei l'kuleyama, and if you have it too high, then you're not filling das mechaber ramah, you only get in das agra. Okay, however, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, very importantly, if someone does have a yotzei, he's got a very small arm where he has two choices, or it's going to go on the upper half of the arm a little bit, or it's going to get too low, so obviously we're going to be able to answer this question, what's better? Achin ein lokim tefillin gedoli. Tov yoter shik shirem bechatzia etzma elyon. It's preferable to put it on the upper part of the arm. The makom shenim saw a daim basar tefuach, where it still is a bicep that is going up. The yetsi bazal kopanim dasa gro shar poskim. At least then you're going to get in the dasa the gro and the prisha. You have what to rely on over there that you're going to be yotzei tefillin. The mashu manich lamat makom ikibor zlo yotzei bazal liba de kuliyama. That's much better than putting it too low where the kuliyama you're not going to be yotzei tefillin. The gama bracha yelavatala. And if you do that, your bracha is going to be completely levatala. Okay, so there. Halacha lemaisa. Rosh Shlomo Zalman quoted in Halicha Shlomo. Quoted in Halicha Shlomo, Perek Dalet Halacha Kav Zayin. Okay, he says, basically, he says one can rely on the ground. He says for many generations, people have these bigger tefillins, and therefore not to be motzi laz in the previous generations, it's because really, Bikar, didn't we really paskin like the gra? As the Ber Halacha over here, in Dibur HaMasla HaRosh HaEtzem, and there also Berosha Etzim, he brings down many Rishonim who hold like the Gra over here. Okay, and therefore really Mikra didn't one can rely on the Gra if his tefillin are too big. Definitely better to have tefillin that's going to be Yotzi L'Kuli Alma, the Das Mechaber and the Ramah. We're talking about the Gedoli Olam. And therefore, better to get them in also. But not to be motzi laz on previous generations. Motzi laz, people have bigger tefillin. You should rely on the gra. You can rely on the gra and even go ahead and make a bracha. But as I mentioned before, the Mishnah Berurah, and also the Ber Halacha over here in Dibur Masla with Basar Tefuach, Tzarich Lizayir, he says, Shelo yek se'at tefillin lamatu b'basar tefuach. You have to be very careful, though, that it's not too low. If even part of the tefillin is going to be too low, it's going to be hanging down low. I mean, you didn't tighten it good enough. It's going to be hanging down too low. You're not going to be yotzei your tefillin. And therefore, you have to be very careful over here to make sure that you put on the tefillin in the correct place. Okay? Fine. That's the place of the anachas tefillin. So yeah, that's clear to everyone to make sure that we're all putting on our tefillin and we yotzei the garments every day. Correct? Fine. Then there's one more line in the Ramah over here, and that's based on a big machlokas in the Rishonim. Many Rishonim hold, let's say someone chas v'shalom had their arm cut off. Okay? So if one had his arm cut off, so if it got cut off above the bicep, so then really we could understand why you would be pater mitfillin at least on the side. Okay, then there's a deal maybe to put on your other arm. But what if someone's arm got cut off just by the elbow? So but Pashtus, if he still has his bicep, he should still be chayiv in tefillin, because he still has the makom menachas tefillin. He just won't do the minhag of shev krichos and things like that. But he can put on his tefillin at least in that place. And that's das seemingly of Rov Rishonim. The Or Zeruah though held based on the Gemara that he held that even if someone's hand got cut off even up to the elbow, and even though he's still on his bicep, he's going to be pater minat tefillin. Okay, so therefore, the Mishnah brings down both the days over here. He says, Gidim she'ein lo yad rak zroa yaniach v'lo bracha. He says, Tosberg, come on, it's katav di gidim chayiv. Ubezor bar zroa katav the pata. He says, because we have this machlokes, he says, a gidim, someone had his arm, lower arm cut off, he should put on tefillin just without a bracha. Okay, and that's how he paskins alach l'maisa to put him on the other bracha. You should know the rov poskin. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah goes on over here, and he says, I say, dear Ramas and Bir Alok, the Ramas will blow bracha. He brings me a bach, nachlatzvi, the rabba, grum, mashin, sarach, levarach, ganke, nachradesh, lech, kiboros. Says, if you have a bicep, they really hold the karan, you should even be making a bracha like das tosfos. Okay, lemaisa, we say selfic bracha, slahakal, but for sure, Gideon would have to put on his tefillin and then go ahead and put on his tefillin, go ahead and make that without a bracha. You should know, according to Ashkenazim, this is not so bad to make put on your tefillin shalayach without a bracha. Why? Because when he puts on the tefillin shalarosh, we know that if you didn't make a bracha on the tzayad, we make two brachas on the shalarosh. So when he puts on the shalarosh, he could say laniach and almetz's tefillin. And when he says laniach, of kavana that it should go on the yad also. So in the end of the day, he's still going to be making a bracha also on his yad. For Svardin, they would not be able to do that. They would have to go ahead and make a bracha only al mitzvahs tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah just points out, what if someone has no arm? He says, "Disiv katan vavayim berlacha v'im ein lo yad smol klal." If he does not have a left arm at all, oh afilo say azrosh malim makom kiboros nishar umakom kiboros ein lo klal, or he doesn't have the bicep at all anymore. So patum laniach hashal yad af biyamin. So the first day over here says he's going to be patum tefillin even to put on his opposite, because real hand is his left hand. Okay, we're not talking about someone who was born like this. If he was born like this, obviously then he would put on the right. But if it happened later on, with his ikar arm was his left, his ikar arm was his right hand, and then he should put on his left hand. So then over here he's going to be patum laniach tefillin af biyamin. He says, "V'yesh machmir mazat." There are those who are machmir on this nekuda and hold in the case where he loses his arm legamrei, he should go ahead and put his tefillin on the right hand. The kozak kishenasa gidim esmoldu makom anachas tefillin. Ali nasa gidim biyadim. But if his right hand, his strong hand, he became a gidim, he lost his arm. Hafilu nikdal kol yad. Even if he loses his whole arm, so chayiv tefillin. He's obviously going to be chayiv tefillin. V'yavakish lacherim shiniichol lav. Will ask someone else to put on his tefillin for him every day, because in the etzim he has the correct yad to put on. He has his yad keha. Okay. Right now it happens to be his strong arm because he doesn't have the other arm, but that's really bad to him, his yad keya, and therefore he's going to be chayiv tefillin to put on tefillin. And last thing is, in terms of other people putting on tefillin, does the other person have to be a bar chiyuvah? Okay, dainu, could a woman, someone's wife put on tefillin for them, let's say they're sick, they have a broken arm, and they need someone, his wife could have cut and helped someone put on tefillin. So the Mincha Shlomo Chelek Beis Simon Dalad writes that one's wife and even a child can put on someone else's tefillin. Can't put on someone's tefillin. He says, even if his ishto is nidah and there's no one else to do it, his wife can still put on tefillin for him. So obviously a bar chiyuva might be a little better, but he paskins halacha l'maisa, they can write even on a katan, even on a woman who are not bar chiyuva themselves, they could go ahead and put on tefillin for someone who is sick or elderly and he cannot put on tefillin all by himself. Ad kan for today.